Yeah, we have Kelly Hunt from Lawrence, Kansas, playing with her band at the Jayhawk Theater this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And the opening act is a local favorite, Greg Fox and Ryan Wills, and should be a lot of fun.
Well, it's always fun to see Kelly Hunt and her band, but this concert is a benefit for the restoration of the historic downtown theater, the Jayhawk Theater in downtown Topeka. How's that going so far, Jeff?
Well, you know, the board has been around for over 20 years, and we've watched Topeka slowly get used to the idea that downtown can become a vibrant place. And without that renovation of the Kansas Avenue project and the Cyrus Hotel plans and a bunch of new retail and restaurant plans being put together for downtown, I'm not sure the Jayhawk could ever really get going. As most people know, after 5 o'clock, Topeka isn't very exciting downtown, and we're going to change that in the next couple of years, and the Jayhawk will be ready while that evolution happens.
Well, for those of us who don't know that much about the history of downtown Topeka and don't know about the Jayhawk, tell us a little, if you would, about the history of the theater in downtown Topeka.
The Jayhawk Theater opened in 1926. This is the 90th birthday this year, and we have a bunch of plans later this summer to celebrate that, including the ribbon cutting on a new marquee that we're putting out on the 7th Street entrance. And the theater hosted films and live entertainment, vaudeville, and of course, back in the day, there were four or five grand old theaters downtown, and it's the last one. And it was saved by a guy years ago, Reverend Dick Taylor, and he rescued it from demise that would have been the end of the old theater business in downtown. And we intend to preserve the history of the theater and to celebrate the history of film. And our intention is to bring this 900-seat venue into life with, you know, live entertainment and film series and program it much like what you might see at a Liberty Hall or Folly Theater or Uptown or Midland in Kansas City or Stiefel Theater in Salina.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a wonderful addition to the cultural life of Topeka, but it also sounds really expensive. How much is the renovation actually going to cost, and where are you now in that fundraising process?
We have an $8 million construction estimated budget, and about $3.5 to $4 million will be recouped in historic tax credits when the project is over. So we really have to raise about $4 million, and we've raised in the last 18 months nearly $1 million. So we think that we've got enough momentum to really get serious about raising the rest of that money to get us started. So if we could raise $3 million in the next 24 months, we could start construction.
Well, Jeff, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Carson, president of the board of directors of the historic Jayhawk Theater in Topeka. I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kelly Hunt with a preview of what you'll hear tomorrow night at the partially renovated Jayhawk Theater in Topeka.